Steve from Nashville, Georgia, checking in. I make my kid eat canned sardines and mustard sauce when she cusses. And I gag every time I brush my teeth. LOD.
Today's cool or not cool. Cool or not cool to hot sauce or wash your kid's mouth out with soap when you catch him cussing.
I was just thinking, because Friday was such a whirlwind, there may be a bunch of 5 o'clock hour listeners that don't know about it. We had Joe Exotic on the show on Friday, and it is featured on the app and the clip of the day and wherever you get your podcast. It was a really, really good convo. The phone connection was great, and I know we were we dipped a little bit early, so you might have not got the word.
Yeah, we had to dip because Mike Allstott made us.
Yeah, he worked us into a shoot.
Thanks to Mo and the gang for filling in with the very talented Kendra Morris.
Yeah, I saw a lot of good reviews on the in-studio performance. And man, it was quite the scene crossing paths with them. Like, it's just the two of us, and they had what appeared to be a full movie crew, a full band, characters from the show, and everybody in between. So Mo don't play. When you ask him to come in at 4, he's ready to go. Is sleeping in separate bedrooms the key to making a marriage work? Well, according to lots and lots of longtime couples, having their own space to rest their head at night has saved their relationship. We've touched on it before, and it only keeps growing in popularity. The phenomenon is known as sleep divorce. Has become a hot topic on social media in recent months, with many posting videos and stories explaining why it has made their romance so much stronger. Some people explain they opted to snooze in separate beds because their partner was interrupting their rest with their snoring, their kicking. It can be, it can kick off your insomnia, maybe a temperature thing under the blanket. Is it okay or not okay to sleep divorce your partner and stay in a separate room?
If you do that, do you make it your own bedroom? Like, do you have, like, decor in there that makes it your own bedroom? Or do you share one bedroom and then you just, like, have a separate bed?
I would think that, like, one of those beds, like, one of those rooms is just the spare bedroom. And if it's going to be an every night thing, I imagine you have a nice bed in there and some things that make it comfy for you.
Sure.
But I don't see, like, I don't know. What would be in the second room to make it your bedroom? You know, like
Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah. I don't know what would, you know, if it's like a room with things in it, it's a bedroom. I don't know what would make it more yours. But that's your sleeping room. Because I imagine you don't switch it up. Like, she stays in, you stay in the main room, and then they go to the other room. We don't do this. I can see it happening one day, and I think it is absolutely understandable for so many different people. Because I just think, as I get older, one thing that I really realize is important is sleep. And you are sleeping. I don't really know the benefit of, you know, of anything while you're sleeping. Like, you're sleeping. You are dead to the world. You are not conscious. So whether you're in a separate room getting good sleep or in the same bed getting mediocre sleep, I've said this time and time again, and then I forget what it's called. The Scandinavian sleep style is we have adopted, that we have two separate setups in the same bed.
Yeah.
So we use separate, separate covers. Essentially, you make two beds in one bed because for me, I'm just hot. Like, I wake up and I'm just toasty.
Same.
So I just have my own blanket that's much lighter, and she has a big, heavy comforter, and we're separate in that way. But, like, I know that if I was sleeping in another bedroom, especially because we've got that room on the other side that's got its own air conditioner.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that if I can get out there and crank that bitch down to 65, I'd be sleeping like a little baby.
727-579-1025.
You know the truth? This is going to sound effed up. I don't want to leave Brody.
Aw. Yeah. That's what's keeping you in the same bed?
Yeah, probably. I mean, especially, I could see starting the night in bed, but the deal is, dude, every night, about an hour after I fall asleep, I'm up, like, undeniably. So what would happen is I'd go to bed, fall asleep. If I stay asleep, great. But as soon as I wake up, I would just be out.
Yep.
But then Brody would be like, am I going with you? Am I staying here? So we stay together for the kids.
I speaking of staying together for the kids, in my last marriage, I would, when I was doing mornings, try to fall asleep in the same bed, but I'd get up and go to the other room and get a good night's sleep there. And look what happened. Drew Garber live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. How you doing today, man?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing today? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Nice to hear from you. What's up?
So the sleep divorce thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it might be okay, depending on if your partner sleeps better.
Okay.
Sometimes I have a hard time going to bed because she snores like a wildebeest, man.
Oh.
But
have
I'm
you
okay
told
her,
have you told her that description? I don't want to tell you how to live your life, you know, but you maybe want to be a little more diplomatic there.
Not in those terms. We end up getting one of those beds where you can adjust with the little number thing.
Yeah.
And I wait until she's like really asleep, and then I just adjust her head, stops her snoring, and then I just pass out.
They do say that like most people, if they just tweak their pillow setup or their incline a little bit, they would stop snoring.
You might be right. If the rare opportunity that Birdie snores, I'll just give her a little nudge, and it'll usually abate for a few merciful minutes.
I snore, so I can
use that language. I snore.
Interesting.
I've
got something, but I just really like to protect both of us. I should keep it inside.
Okay.
Or I won't.
All right, no. Too. Yeah, go ahead.
No, we were, I think it was, I'm having some flashbacks, some Rumpelman's flashbacks.
All right.
And we were in like a three-person group, and somebody asked the ladies if we ever talk about things on the radio that they don't like.
And what was the answer?
Well, Danielle had one very fresh of mind because she was legitimately upset that I brought up the fact she killed the lizard. So she was like, that was very fresh of my front of mind, and she immediately was like, yes.
Yeah, I can understand.
I had a problem with that.
Be sensitive about that, sure.
Yeah.
When she killed the lizard.
And then
what Birdie
said. The other person in the group may have
said snoring?
Mentioned that her snoring. But I didn't know that she snored. So when she said that, I didn't even know that you had ever said that. Because I don't remember you saying
that. I probably didn't.
I didn't think you said that. I said to her right there, fresh off of Rumpy, that she misremembered that.
Yeah, she did, because she doesn't even snore.
I don't think she snores. No way. She doesn't seem like the type.
I've never heard her snore. Especially not this morning. Drew Garber live with John Senning. Who are you?
This is Steve. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Steve? How you doing, pal?
You're a real powerhouse, man.
Got a great voice.
Thanks. Thank you. Brody's a cat, right?
How dare you?
I wanted to talk about the pussycatification of our society with this nonsense about not being able to wash your mouth out with soap, a kid's mouth out with soap.
Yeah. I guess you took quite a round backdoor alley to get there, but I guess you ended up somewhere near topic.
Yeah, somewhere, but just the inaccuracy is something that needs to be corrected. Brody is John's dog. I have a cat named Ruby.
Ah, gotcha. Sorry for the mistake.
It happens.
Don't hold it against me.
We will.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
How
it's really not a big deal.
When's the last time you soaped down your kid's mouth?
It's been a few years, and it doesn't work, but it's certainly not child abuse.
Well, if it's not working, why are you still doing it?
Nothing works. That's the whole point. Kids are going to swear. I mean, it's not child abuse.
What do you think about maybe segueing to something like a sardine coated in mustard or like a poop-flavored jelly bean or something? Like it seems like
why would I ruin my kid's opportunity to fall in love with sardines? I mean, I don't want to do that to a kid. That's child abuse.
If your kid falls in love with sardines, you've already failed as a parent, dude.
Making them hate sardines is child abuse. Putting soap in their mouth is not.
Absolutely child abuse. Right. Exactly right. Yeah.
Steve,
and hence the problem with our society.
You definitely nailed it on that one, Steve.
You're
Thank
a funny
you.
Guy, Steve.
Drew Garber live with John Senning.
Hey, I'm calling about your guys' topic of sleep divorce.
Oh,
yes, ma'am. Is it okay or not okay?
It's totally okay. It has saved, I would say saved, but it has really helped my marriage.
You with
immensely.
A snorer?
Both.
Oh, you both snore.
Wow, I can't imagine what that is like.
Not good.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Yeah, so like, what were there early conversations? Because, I mean, I feel like now it's everywhere on social media, and that has opened up the opportunity to have conversations, but if it's not on somebody's mind for one person to have to go to the other person, hey, I'd like to move out of the bedroom. Like, it seems like it can kind of hit the wrong way.
Right. Well, his parents slept separately, so that's where we got the idea.
Okay.
And I mean, it's great. We get along better than ever.
Has it affected the love life at all? Do you think that somehow got better now?
I think it's actually better because we're better rested, and it's kind of like a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
Makes it a little more, yeah.
Can you give us your night, like your nightly routine?
Yes,
do you both go to bed together and then one of you absconds to the other room? Like, what, how does that go down?
One of us is an early to bed, others late.
Oh, okay. So it's like, goodbye, baby, I'm going to bed, and then you don't see each other until morning.
Right.
Does anybody ever sneak into the other person's bedroom, get a little, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
That's almost kind of fun.
It
makes it a little adventurous. Like you're sneaking into a bunk.
Then the only disagreement, I think, would be like whose bed gets the wet spot. You know what I mean? Who's
going to abuse those linens? Am I right?
That's true. But then you have the whole other side for that, so you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess if you're doing it wrong, you got the whole other side.
Oh, come on.
Doing it right. There ain't no side, baby. Yeah. No, I'm just having some fun. Well, that's good. I'm glad it's working out for you.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Thank you.
I highly recommend it.
How old are you?
I am 53.
Okay, so how many years in were you when you split up in the bedroom?
24.
Oh wow, you've been going strong for a while. You're ahead of the ahead of the curve, ahead of the viral sensation.
Yeah.
Do you have your separate bedrooms decorated, or is it is it just a bed?
Yeah. I've started decorating mine. He doesn't really care about his.
So that is his room. Like it's not like you have a room and he sleeps elsewhere. He has a bedroom and you have a bedroom.
Yeah. Yes.
Are his clothes in there?
No. They're still in the main bedroom.
Okay. He knows where he goes when he wants to get his wardrobe.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. What a great phone call. Have a great day, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you. She didn't sound 53.
No, she didn't. That's getting good sleep will keep you young.
I wonder if it's more of a young couple thing or an old, probably an old
definitely
couple.
Definitely old. Yeah. Definitely older. But I think it's going to be more young people will be doing it now than ever before.
Yeah.
I think. It's just...
Sleep is so important.
It's so nice. And I will tell you, again, in our sleeping situation now, it helped it. But before we went to the Scandinavian method, like, when you've got Brody in the bed, like, lounged out in between us, like, somebody's got no blankets.
Right.
Somebody is probably cooking under the... It's just, you know, it's just sleep. I mean, it's not just sleep.
No.
It is very important. It's sleep. You're sleeping. So, like, don't get too caught up on the fact that you're leaving your beloved to not be near them.
Yeah. Get a good night's sleep. You'll be a better person. Drew Graba live with John Zenning. Who might you be?
My name's Matt.
Hey, Matt. We're talking about this story about more couples going through sleep divorces, maintaining separate beds, if not separate bedrooms. Is it okay or not okay?
I'd say it's okay. My parents have been married for 45 years, and I think I was a teenager when they started sleeping separate.
Really?
My eldest sister moved out of the house, and so a bedroom freed up, and it turned into a guest bedroom. And one of them, I think, I don't know if they did rock, paper, scissors or pulled the short straw, but one of them would go down there and sleep, and the other one wouldn't. So.
And they stayed together?
Oh, yeah, they're still together.
Well, awesome. We'd ask them if they were here, but sadly we have to ask you, is your dad still...
getting it in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to think about that, but...
But, I mean, if you had to bet, like, you got $100 to bet either way, you know, is your dad getting it in? Is he still laying it to your mom?
It's a new feature on the Hard Rock app called Is Your Dad Railing Your Mom?
Yep.
The over-under is 1.5.
You can do a same-game parlay with positions, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd probably bet against it, but...
That's too bad. I'm going to take the over, then, on 1.5 times a year. 727-579-1025.
To me... I don't know. I mean, there are people that are sharing beds that aren't that aren't banging.
Yeah.
So I would say though that to me that's not a success story.
Mm-mm.
Like if you think that they haven't been having sex for the last 25 years, like then it's not good.
Right. Like they probably should go back to maintaining one bed.
Dude, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, what is up with water beds? Where did the waterbed go?
Yeah.
What happened during the craze of the waterbed? Are waterbeds healthy for your body?
Whew.
Like waterbeds were such a time and place thing.
Yeah, 70s and 80s, they were huge. If you had an apartment, run a hose up to the second floor.
Did you have one ever in your house? Was there ever one in the house, or did you have a friend? Or
roommate. When I moved out to UCF, out by UCF, my roommate Damon had a waterbed.
Yeah, my aunt had one, and I remember just it was like just such a big deal to be on their waterbed. And you look back and it's like, I don't think they're a thing anymore.
No, they're not. And they were not great to sleep on, because when he'd go out of the home to his parents for the weekend, I'd sleep in his bed and try to rail a girl in his bed. Not easy to do that either. You just can't get any can't get any position.
Oh, it's actually really good for your body. Oh. I wondered if they went away because maybe they were like terrible for your back. Water beds are thought to be the best to relieve back pain and pressure points, and may even help with overall spinal health. Hmm. They truly contour to the user's body, meaning pressure is evenly displaced.
Yeah, I guess
there's no pressure on one area of your back or joints.
Huh. That makes sense.
So why the hell hasn't somebody figured out how to make a decent water bed?
Yeah, or a hybrid with one of them Sleep Number beds and a water bed, you know?
They just, from what I'm reading on a just kind of a quick glance, is that due to excessive maintenance, they went out of style because it's just too much work to keep up with.
Oh, dude, one of those little things like springs a little hole.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like there's no in between. Like if I pop a hole in this bed, I've now drowned my bedroom. Like I've put hundreds of gallons of water into my bedroom.
Drew Gabba live with John Senning.
Hey guys, side drum tonight, Mike.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Dude, we had like a mutual connection. I think it was through Dr. Barbecue, right?
Yeah, it was.
That is correct.
Hell yeah, man. He name dropped you, man. Just know you're being name dropped by the good doctor out there.
By the goat.
Oh, he did. Well, my girlfriend works at the Big Easy Bar.
Oh, that's what it was.
She manages it. So,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I just want to let you know, Drew, I did have success nailing a girl on a waterbed when I was 18. So I just want to throw that out there.
Tough to do, though, right, Mike?
It was hella tough.
Yeah.
So me and my girl, I'm 41, she's 43. We sleep in separate beds, and I caught the signs early of doing that because she snores like a bear. I was losing sleep, and we work opposite schedules, so it was kind of tough on me, but she was really upset at first, and then she had actually talked to a couple that said, yeah, ever since we got in separate beds, our relationship got better, so it put her more at ease. So, honestly, it has improved our relationship. I get less cranky in the morning, and things are good. So
far,
have a love life going on.
John, a wildebeest and a bear.
I was gonna
young men have compared their girlfriend snoring to that.
I was going to say, if you were almost framing and setting up calls to show what female sleep snoring looks like, we would have set these calls up for these inconsiderate men who would talk about their ladies like that on the radio.
And we would tell more men who have similar opinions to call in and tell us what their girlfriend or wife snores like.
Preferably an animal.
Mammal of some sort.
Yeah, or like a piece of like construction equipment.
You're the
she
man,
is
Mike.
A wonderful person now.
Yeah, well, that's all that matters. Yeah, and I'm sure that's what she heard here in this call today, if she does hear it. I'm sure she'll be focusing on that part.
You can be a wonderful person and snore.
Dude, so I guess waterbeds are, were known for making people seasick. Lots of people got them and then couldn't sleep because they were getting sick and feeling sick.
Random question. Not related to anything. Not related to anything in my life. What animal sounds like this? Just if you had to say that sounds like any animal. Random question that came to me.
Actually, one of it reminded me of it. I know it's just fresh of mind. It reminds me of the curdle gurgle, the
like a little baby,
like a sweet little baby suckling down some fresh breast milk.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. If you wanted to get to sleep, you could put that on your little sleep machine.
Like a little sweet Honestly, I'm big on the frequencies, and like I may have heard that exact noise come across one of my sleep tones.
Yep, that's probably where I thought of that noise.
Yeah.
Drew Gabba live with John Senning. Who are you?
Good.
Hi.
It's Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going?
It's good. Going good. How's it going with you today, Matt?
Great. It's definitely a deal breaker to not sleep together in the same bedroom.
Oh, not really? Okay to there sleep divorce. This is a call we've
been
looking
both
for.
Of us agree. Both of us agree. That's We're good. Not our parents. We're not our grandparents. We like touch. We like to know each other's there. We both work hard, and we enjoy each other's company often.
Oh, my God. This is so like sweet. I'm, like, getting wet just thinking about how sweet you are.
I love it. How old are you guys?
56, both of us.
Oh, my God. How long have you been together?
2 years.
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah, honeymoon's
over.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you in 5 years, dude. Yeah. Liar. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, I think that's awesome.
No, it really is.
And you like to know that she's there. Like, when you're laying there, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, you're there comforting me.
Yeah, we both like to touch and to sleep naked and enjoy.
Hell, you guys are just all horned up, aren't you? You're just a couple of old horn dogs.
Poke, 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 poke.
There you go.
Yeah. If you had to say she snores like an animal, what animal would you say she snores like?
She doesn't snore. She, you know, takes a little poop once in a while, and it's okay. And I wear a CPAP machine, so it's good.
Dude, this sounds like
you're both disgusting.
This sounds like the worst bed on earth.
You have a bed from hell.
Dude, if I was on that bed, I'd wish it was a water bed and that Freddy Krueger drowned me in it because that sounds like hell on earth. You got freaking Dr. Demento over there with his CPAP machine.
And Frida farting.
Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil. What was the doctor's name from?
Austin Powers?
No, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Oh, Rob Zombie.
Dr. Satan.
Okay. She's farting up a storm, and he's got the Darth Vader on his face.
No wonder you love each other so much. Nope, you can't find anybody.
You're both disgusting rejects, you gross pigs. Drew, go live with Johnson.
John?
What is that noise you're making?
He was yelping.
That was us laughing at y'all guys.
Thank you. I thought somebody was hurting.
He's like a puppy being beaten.
No, we share a room together. We've been together about 6 years now.
Okay.
And I have a really, really loud snore. And there's times she wants to suffocate me with a pillow.
Is she there with you? And if she is, what animal does he snore like? Preferably one that hasn't been used already.
Yeah, is it a walrus?
Probably a walrus, yes. Maybe a rhinoceros?
Oh, a rhinoceros.
Ooh,
nice.
Like a walrus meets a rhino. Hell yeah.
And if I go to bed before him, I need to be asleep before he comes to bed.
Because
otherwise, his snoring will keep me up.
Oh, that's a shame.
And yet, you're not willing to give it up. Like, you're just gonna suffer the rest of your life.
That's love.
I want my own room.
But there has to be something there in the morning to roll over to and grab.
That's what he says.
Oh, this is a great couple
This is really it. So do you try to be there when she wakes up and, be at attention for mama?
No.
I try to.
Aw, you guys are cute. Thank you. You're not like that last couple.
I got that that big old purple hog with the suction cup on it. She could just put it to the wall right next to her. It'll be ready every morning.
Yeah, it's still not going to be as big as you. Drew Gobble live with John Senna. Who are you? Hello?
Hello?
Can you turn your radio down, please, sir? Never mind. I got your 5:30 fun fact today. It's not the funnest fact in the world, but today is a very important day. It's more important than Earth Day.
I bet you I could find a national holiday that everybody could agree should be replaced with this day.
Yes.
This day stems around a person who we should all try to be more like.
One of the most American patriots that has ever been in America, and it's a damn tragedy and speaks to the dishonesty that one might find in the armed forces, perhaps. Next on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning. Coors Light, the perfect beer to watch Tampa Bay Lightning hockey. I was watching hockey yesterday, enjoying a Coors Light, and then I turn on the TV, and what do I see? LL Cool J endorsing Coors Light, driving a train to the game. It's awesome. Not really to the game. He was driving a train, though. Coors Light, cold as the Rockies themselves. It is made to chill. It is cold filtered. It is cold packaged. It is so refreshing, and it is the official beer of your Tampa Bay Lightning and the National Hockey League. You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy some during Lightning Hockey. Coors Light, made to chill.